To help Canadians learn more about this common genetic disorder, Liz Sharina, the Hemochromatosis Society's people and program lead, is driving across Canada in Elsie the bus. Welcome, Liz. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. First of all, welcome to Halifax. Is this your first time here?
It is my first time. So I just went to George's Island and I've been walking around a little bit, had some really good food, and so far so good.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about when you started this road trip with Elsie the bus and why?
Yes, I started May 1st with Elsie the bus because I work with the Canadian Hemochromatosis Society. And it's our 40th anniversary, so we wanted to do something really special. I am the manager of people and programs, and so what better way to drive across Canada to meet our people, to increase our members, to increase our local chapters, and really spread awareness about hereditary hemochromatosis.
I have to admit, I haven't exactly heard of this before. So can you tell us a little bit about what hemochromatosis is?
Yes, Sarah, you're not alone. I hadn't heard of it before I started working for the Canadian Hemochromatosis Society 3 years ago. But basically, it's a genetic condition, hereditary. So some people are born with a gene that malfunctions and it starts attracting iron and it keeps attracting iron. So iron gets stored in your body. So if you know about it, then you can give blood, donate blood, or do phlebotomies and get your blood out. But if you don't know about it, that's the problem. You have iron storing in your body, in your vital organs, which can lead to arthritis, diabetes, cirrhosis of the liver, and heart problems.
So this seems really serious. How many people does it affect?
You know, from a study that was done a few years ago now, it was estimated that 1 in 300 Canadians could be affected.
Oh, so what are the signs of hemochromatosis?
You know, it's sometimes different for people, but fatigue, joint pain, stomach pain, hair loss, loss of libido, depression. There's lots of different signs. Along the journey too, I've met people who had real leg pain, like just kind of general pain. And I've met so many people on the journey that it took so long for them to get diagnosed, like years of having pain before they got the diagnosis of hemochromatosis. And for this one gentleman that was losing hair, like he was just losing a bunch of hair, when he started doing the phlebotomies, that stopped. So that's the treatment.
What is the main cause of hemochromatosis?
So it's a gene that has malfunctioned and it keeps attracting. So it's a genetic condition. So if you have it, then you're going to be attracting iron. If you have, there's three different mutations. If you have two of the genes, then you're going to have hemochromatosis and you'll have the symptoms. Probably, because some people actually don't have symptoms either when there's diagnosed. That's why it is a bit sneaky. Like, it's kind of a sneaky disorder. But the other thing is, mom might have one gene, never have any symptoms, so we call that her a carrier. And dad may be the same, but it means that kids are going to have it, because if they get one gene each from each parent, then they're going to end up with hemochromatosis.
And what are the different types of hemochromatosis?
The three different strains on... So it's an HFE gene that has three different mutations. So there's C282Y, H63D, and S65C. So the C282Y is the one that's the most frequent, which gives people hemochromatosis.
And what is the best treatment for hemochromatosis?
Yeah, the best treatment is phlebotomy or donating blood. So on the back of our bus too, we say be a blood donor, donner du sang, because that is the treatment. So it's a medical treatment that works the best.
Liz, can you tell us why you took it upon yourself to start this road trip with Elsie the bus?
Yes. Well, I think it's really important for people to know about hereditary hemochromatosis because it is prevalent in Canada, And, you know, it's our 40th anniversary, so we've already been spreading awareness for 40 years, but still people don't know. We're a small nonprofit based out of Richmond, BC, and Canada is a very big country. And so as we look at growing our awareness, as well as growing our local chapters and our members across Canada, I just know it's best to do that face-to-face with people, right? So, I mean, I've been emailing people and Zooming people for the last few years, and it's been so wonderful to meet them face-to-face. Yeah.
And I'm curious, why the name Elsie?
Yeah, Elsie was the name of my mom.
Again, Liz, welcome to Halifax, and thank you so much for speaking with us. Where are you going to next?
So next, I'm here for the weekend, and then I'm going to head up to PEI.
Exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your organization or about yourself?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Our biggest thing for this 40th anniversary is to spread awareness. Absolutely. So that's what we're doing. We also have a text to donate campaign. So if anyone wants to support spreading awareness for hemochromatosis, they can text the word iron to 45678 and donate $10 on their phone bill. And also our website is toomuchiron.ca. So we have tons of information, resources, supports for people that might have hemochromatosis, as well as doctors and healthcare providers.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.